You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, a company that knows all about brands is food producer Tiger Brands, which reported a 35% fall in its half-year headline earnings as guided. It's deferred its interim divvy due to the uncertainty around COVID-19, and the group expects COVID-19 to unfold significant challenges to the business in the near future. With job cuts announced today, CEO Noel Doyle joins us now. Evening, Noel. A very difficult time for you. I think an interesting development was the fact that you looking to introduce private label manufacturing to reduce your per unit costs. You're a group that's always manufactured branded goods. So this is a big shift away. Does this say that the times where legacy brands could just trade on their names alone appears to be a thing of the past?
No, I don't think that is the case. And Michael, in terms of the shift, you know, we'll be doing it quite judiciously where it makes sense for us in terms of our category position and in terms of capacity. I think the real challenge for branded business to maintain their relevance is to get their costs, you know, as finely tuned as possible, as one pillar, and that's something that we've got to do. We can see as we try to sort of push costs that the consumer, you know, in a really stretched environment is going to get more stretched and saying, we love your brands, but actually we just don't have the rands in our pockets. And the second key thing is we've got to give our consumers something different. That they, when they make a comparison, they can see there's a marked difference, or it serves a different need that none of our competitors serve.
Now, what are some of the key trends that you're picking up in terms of consumer spend and the search here for value versus the willingness to pay for what one could argue is not essential at a time like this?
So I think there are two separate issues. I think certainly in terms of consumer behavior, our anticipation is that particularly with the continued sort of lockdown affecting the restaurant business, so in-home consumption, we think even after restaurants are reopened, is going to be a positive trend. And you can see that, for example, in our bakery premixes. We'll also see, despite the economy opening up, that the shopping occasion is going to change. Consumers fearing for their safety are making sort of less trips. And therefore, on those trips, they're looking for sort of bulk packs, bigger packs that mean they don't have to shop again. There's less spur of the moment shopping taking place. And therefore, we have to adapt to that. So, for example, you know, I was talking to one of our big retail customers last week, and they were pressurizing us to find a way to have multi-packs in the confectionery aisle, for example. Retailers picking up very quickly on these trends. And as far as the second part of your question goes, we just have to accept that there's going to be less money being dispersed sort of across the same number of people, and therefore we are going to have to work at that value equation. And I don't think that's going to be different for brands even outside of the FMCG environment.
Yeah, the pie is shrinking, unfortunately. When it comes to M&A, Nigeria is a country you'll probably want to forget rather quickly. Back in 2010, as a board, Tiger's board said at the time, you want to expand your footprint in Africa. One can understand why. Young demographic, FMCG, a hot category still. But we've seen a string of failed deals in Nigeria in particular. Delhi, the latest one. What has proven so challenging about operating in Nigeria?
Look, I think what we found out is route to market. Unless you've got a business with scale, route to market is a big challenge. It's an incredibly competitive environment. Lots of people, but lots of people sort of at the bottom end of the market in terms of available consumer spend. And it is a market that is different in many ways to the South African market. So our approach going forward is we've sort of really consolidated, if you like, you know, and we will look at developing a much more thorough consumer understanding, you know, through an export-driven model into that market. And hopefully, as we get more confidence in our in-depth understanding of the market, we can move forward in what is still, you know, certainly in terms of consumer spend, you know, a massive opportunity for FMCG.
Tiger Brands CEO Noel Doyle reporting back on a very difficult 6 months, and it's unlikely to get much easier for the heritage brand Behemoth over the next six.